John Murphy, Donald Jones in studio, and joining us in studio, hasn't been here in a while. Happy to have Mr. Big Stuff, Marcel Darius. How are you? It's good to have you here.
Man, good to be here, man. Good to be seen. How y'all guys doing?
We're doing great. Right. I want one of the items in the update, your former teammate Corbin Bryant, who pretty good guy, and yeah. He's got a job now in the NFL with the Giants. That's good.
I'm very happy to hear that, man. Good friend of mine. Really enjoyed the time we spent with each other. I already know he knows as well. He's a lifelong friend. Just happy for him to find a home.
He's a good, easy guy to root for, Corbin.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a guy to root for.
Marcel, just coming off the field, 9 OTAs in. I don't keep attendance. I'm sure the coaches do. But every time I've looked out there during OTAs and the workouts, I've seen you. And you don't have to tell us, but I think you've been here for the majority of the workouts this spring, right?
Yeah, I've made all of them. I done did my fair share, and I'm going to continue to do the best I can. But of course, just want to show leadership and you know, have the guys, you know, show them the right things to do and just kind of learn from my mistakes. And at the same time, we're here to win a championship. And coach got this playoff caliber everywhere, so it's championship caliber. And we all really shooting for it, and we're doing the best we can.
How you feeling out there? You look smooth. You look quick on your feet. How you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling myself. Slowly but surely, you know, I'll be back to my making noise and getting after it. Mm-hmm. Just feeling myself and getting a better understanding of the playbook.
Well, how much different has this offseason been for you from previous years? You know, you're going into another season here, going into your seventh year in the league already.
Mm-hmm.
How much different has this offseason been for you?
I mean, it's been pretty good. You know, I haven't been taking it for granted. I've been seizing every moment, you know, weight room, workouts, film study, talking with the coaches. I'm really just, you know, being a pro's pro, understanding being a pro and being a professional. Saying it is one thing, but a professional, this is his profession. And so as this being my profession, I'm being a professional at my profession.
you know? I know what you mean.
So I'm just doing my thing, man. I'm in my zen mode, as Kobe would say.
When did you get in there? When did you get in the zen mode? Did this coaching staff, whether it's McDermott or Leslie Frazier or even Mike Waffle, did they help you kind of plug in maybe and get in this mode?
They have nothing to do with this. I'm doing this for myself and for my teammates, for Cal Williams, a good friend of mine. It's just for me and my kids, just really – It's about us. I'm not doing it for no one else. Just I'm in my zen when I'm focused.
You feel like you need to prove something after last season?
Nah. I mean, I'm pretty sure my reputation speaks for itself on the field. Mm-hmm. If anything, I have to prove to myself. So from that moment, from that standpoint on, it's just that's why I'm in my zen mode.
Is there anything from last season that drives you, though, and motivates you? You played, you know, half a season. That's all. Is there anything that you take from that kind of pushes you forward this offseason and into this upcoming season?
I mean, it's just me, myself. I owe it to myself. I owe it to the Buffalo Bills. I owe it to the fans. I mean, I really want to be the best I can possibly be. Finally put it all together and just see what I can actually do.
You got to feel like you've been close to that peak, right? A couple of years ago, maybe, in the league?
Man, I've been having fun, you know. I've been having fun. Football has always been fairly easy for me. I can say for my sons, you know. But other than that, football has just been what it was. But now to bring it all together, knowing the playbook in and out, playing the run the best way possible, doing the best I can, pass rush, being the best team player possible, and just put it all together.
How good does it feel getting back into this 4-3 defense?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't even tell you until we get to camp. Because right now, it's like we're playing,
right now you're playing
a tag.
Yeah, pity pat.
It's just like a rough tag. We're putting hands on each other, but mm-hmm. I like to lay hands on these. I like to lay hands on people. I can't really do what I want to do, so it's cool for the moment. Get the communication down, knowing what guys are doing, understanding their body language and where we're going, but outside of that, I need to get to camp. I need to hit somebody.
Right. Marcel Darius in studio with us, Bills veteran defensive lineman. There was a lot made the last couple of years about how complex Rex Ryan's defense was. Is this less complex? Is this easier for you guys to look at the playbook and know what your assignments are?
I mean, for right now, it's a very, very basic form of his offense and defense. I mean, just the whole team in general. We're trying to build a gel so we can actually be cohesive with each other, so we can understand our communications, where our defensive backs understand what this defensive back is doing. The cornerbacks can communicate with the safeties, and so on and so forth from corner across all the way across the field. Yeah. Me and Cal Williams working on our communication, getting it back to our once heyday. So, and Jerry Hughes is just us really getting an understanding of what we want to do with each other, what we want to accomplish this year. So the playbook hasn't been complex at all. We haven't done much with it.
How important is that for you to know what the back half of the defense is doing? Because I'm not going to lie. Like, when I played, especially when I played defense in high school, I didn't know what the defense was doing up in the front. Slants, any of that stuff, I just knew you cover this dude and that's it.
I mean, well, I'll say for the defensive backs, and we're in cover one, and we're in man-to-man, and we know as a defensive line, if they're man-to-man, they may play like they're off a little bit, and then soon the ball snap, they jump on them, mm-hmm. and then they just halt. They're trying to throw their route off, and trying to throw the timing off with the quarterback. So the quarterback is trying to find where they're going. Yeah. And as the midst of all that happening, we got to get there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we know y'all in cover one. We know y'all in man. I got to throw my best passers move right now. Mm-hmm. Kyle Williams, he got to throw his. Jerry Hughes, Shaq Lawson, we got to do it right now. We got to get the quarterback off the spot because he don't know where his receiver's going now because our defensive backs threw him off. I got to get there. Me and Kyle got a game. Jerry got to get him off the spot. Shaq got to get there. So now we know it's a cover one, we got to throw our best move right now just to get him more just disarray. So it all works together when you know what they're doing from what we're doing, and you got the linebacker sitting in his face, so it just puts a whole – and they got the clock going in their head too. Mm-hmm. After 3 seconds, they just get frazzled, and they just may take off running, and there's nobody around them.
Hey, Marcel, you mentioned a minute ago about how you and Kyle want to get back to your heyday of a couple of years ago. When you're
playing – That's communication.
Communication. Yeah. When you're playing well, and what does that look like? I mean, how does that feel to you? And what do you remember about your heyday, I guess, what I'm trying to ask? And how will you know that you're back and you're playing well and playing as well as you can?
I would say with Cal Williams, it's like telepathic with us. Like, he doesn't have to say – we talk a lot now when we got stunts. We're doing this, we're doing that. We're sliding left, we're sliding right. And I know what kind of move he's going to do. He knows what kind of move we're going to do. So before the ball snap, while we're out there now, we're talking. We're communicating with each other. Okay, if we got a Liz or Ringo or a Flash, I'm like, okay, well, we're going to do this and do that. I'm like, what you doing? I'm going to do this. I said, okay, I'm rolling this way too, so we're going to do this. So it gets to the point we won't even talk no more. It's like by the time we get halfway through camp, I just look at Cal, he look at me, and then we down. Mm-hmm. And so now we're like, okay, I got to play. You got to play. Like, I got to play. I know what you're doing. All right, let's roll.
It sounds like y'all are in a zen together.
Yeah.
Y'all both are in a zen together in one zen space.
But it gets freaky like that, man. It's crazy.
Marcel Darius in studio with us. I want to switch gears a little bit. You're in the zen when it comes to football. What about baseball? Next Tuesday, Marcel Darius Day at Coca-Cola Field for the Bisons game. and you're gonna, how did, what's going on there? What do you got going on that day, next Tuesday?
We've just been sitting around, and I've never been to a Bisons game.
Come on.
The weather's getting – I'm going. Hey.
I was just there last Friday. I should have called you. I just went last Friday night.
I never been to a game, so I was like, well, I would like to go. And then we came with an idea, like, let's just get some of the kids that haven't been. And sure, I won't be there by myself. We get some hot dogs, sit back and chill, try to work on my throwing arm so I don't embarrass myself.
Right, well, right. That's the thing,
well,
right?
That's the thing.
You're going to throw out the first pitch.
You're going to throw out the first pitch, and I threw out the idea of me actually getting up the bat and hitting your first pitch.
I don't know. What if it come right back at me, bro?
They can put that.
I said, if he hits me, I'm charging the mound. Then me and Marcel fighting on the mound.
Oh, man.
But I'm bringing the bat. I'm too big.
I'm a teddy bear, man. Don't do that.
With a glove on your hand and that batting and practice cage in front of you, you wouldn't feel safe?
I mean, I would. I just, you know. Get behind the cage of the ball.
That's all you got to do.
He played some minor league baseball.
Yeah.
Really? So you can get down a little bit.
I can get down a little bit.
Look at him.
I was in some home run derbies up in Toronto and everything. We have to talk to Jinx about it.
So my fastball would look like a softball, huh?
It probably will. Yeah, it looked like some slow pitch softball.
He's trying to embarrass me. That's what it is.
All I'm going to say is this, though. When you pitch it out there, I'm not going. Just make sure you reach the plate.
I know, bro. It's farther than what people think it is. It's farther than what people think it is. I'm just like, all right. And you got to throw down because you're sitting on my – oh, my God.
Have you practiced yet, the throw?
Nope. You know, I might throw off the top of my bed or something and try to across the house.
You
try
might
want to
get in a throw or two.
On top of your bed. How big is your room?
I don't have a – you know, I got a nice size room.
Last time you were here, you admired our room with the – with the green screen, you're trying
to get your own green trippy,
screen.
Oh yeah, that's pretty trippy, man. To see what's going on the screens right now, and it's pretty,
that's cool,
pretty
right?
Sweet. Yeah.
Now I said to Murph, I said, I know it's Marcel Darius Day. Do you have like some bobbleheads, some Marcel Darius bobbleheads?
You know what? That's a good idea.
Now what they should do is, because I know how you big dudes, you all think a little different. You know, instead of a bobblehead. They should get like a stomach. And,
I like to call it baller belly.
The
man.
Baller belly. Look at that. Man. It had a stomach.
Girls don't want six packs. They want stacks. You know what I'm saying? So they like the baller belly, man. Just teddy bear. Like, go ahead.
They like that, huh?
You know, Coach McDermott threw out the first pitch a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. How did he do?
Well, actually, we have some video that the folks watching on TV. I think he did okay. I think he threw a pretty good pitch when he made his trip over to the Bisons. They'll give you a jersey, obviously, before you throw out the first pitch. Hmm. Marcel Darius Day, by the way, next Tuesday. Marcel signing autographs on official Bills merchandise and throwing out the first pitch, as Sean McDermott did a couple of weeks ago. It's the Bisons in Lehigh Valley next Tuesday night. It's 7:05 first pitch. You can buy tickets at Bisons.com. And we're giving away tickets, too, if you retweet the tweet that we put up earlier today. About this event next Tuesday, you have a chance to win some tickets. But, yeah, Coach McDermott threw out the first pitch. He looks, not that you don't, Marcel, but he looks like he fits in with that uniform, doesn't he, Coach?
Hey.
Pitches a little high.
He looks like he can be a nice little shortstop or something.
He looks actually like a second baseman to me. Now I play baseball, I know what these dudes look like. Hey. Like a Chuck Knoblauch. You don't even know who Chuck Knoblauch is.
A clue.
You're
no
right.
Offense, Chuck Knoblauch.
Throwing out the first pitch is difficult, and there have been some pretty notable failures in people, right? You've seen some of these.
Yes, I've seen some viral videos.
It's been some bad ones. 2 Chainz, the worst. I don't even know.
I think 50 Cent was worse.
50 Cent was bad. 50 Cent was horrible. We saw one, Florida State. This kid at Florida State threw out a first pitch, whoever it was.
Ooh, my
it didn't
Jordan.
Even get off the – yeah.
and he's supposed to
this kid threw one.
He came
even
to Birmingham Barons, man.
He played for Birmingham.
And I'm in Birmingham.
There's some bad first pitches out there.
It is some bad first pitches. Is that Lauren Hall? No.
No. Looks like Miss America or something.
Have y'all seen the little ballerina girl?
Nah.
The Chinese chick? Oh, my God, man. She's like –
just make sure that your pitch doesn't look like these, the ones that we're able to see on the MSG
side. That's John Wall. God, dog, I thought he was
asking. I'm telling you, you're going to get up there, you're going to get nervous. And you're going to squeeze the ball or something like that, and it's going to come out just
– this chick right here. what is that?
Now, there's a tip, a little like, trick.
He asked for a bet.
It is a trick.
Tell him the trick, Don.
The trick to this is don't throw it from the mound.
Creep up a couple of steps in front of the rubber, and so you don't have to throw it.
It's harder.
60 feet.
It's harder if you're on the mound. You're going to be higher than the catcher, so step down a little bit. You know, so you're kind of level with the catcher and just throw it to him. It's a little tip.
That's
nobody's going to know this from up in the stands.
Little food for thought.
Yeah,
people will be so dazzled by having Marcel Darius on the ballpark they won't notice if you're a few feet in front of the rubber.
I mean. Using a few feet from the rubber or completely on the grass.
I wouldn't go on the
don't
grass.
Don't go on the grass. Yeah, don't make it
they
too obvious. When you step down to the bottom of the mound, they were horrible. So, you know, Just a few feet in front of the rubber.
A few feet in front of the rubber, so I don't have to have my back foot on the rubber.
No. Just a few feet in front of the rubber.
What do you think, you're going to call a balk or something? No.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, give up the ninth inning.
Next Tuesday night, Hotel Darius Day, the Bisons in Lehigh Valley. You can go to Bisons.com to buy tickets. You're going to sign autographs. You're going to sign your official Bills photograph for the fans who are there. And you're bringing along some kids, right?
Yeah, we're going to bring some kids along. Some of the kids have never been to a Bisons game as well as myself. So we're just going to have a little fun. Hope they enjoy me as much as I'm going to enjoy them.
Now, as you get older into the league, is that fun for you now? Is it seeming like it's getting more and more fun as you get older, giving back to the community and doing things with kids?
I mean, if anybody ever pays any attention to me, I've been doing that my whole career. Mm-hmm. That's always been a dream for me, to always give back. So from the time I've been drafted, I think I gave an abundance amount of money, mm-hmm. amounts of my time, more importantly, to the less needed and the kids in the community. I never make things about myself. Mm-hmm. It's just people are just now taking notice for some reason, and it really doesn't matter what people think, because it's for me.
Yeah.
It makes my heart feel good. I get to sleep at night, so mm-hmm. I can care less about what anybody think I'm doing it for, because it's not about none of that.
Marcel, you got the 3-day mini camp next week, and then about 4.5-5 weeks off until training camp. What's your plan? You going to travel? You going to keep working out? What are you going
to
do?
I've got a couple of ideas. You know, I've never been to Italy. I wanted to check out Italy and go to the Malta Coast or Rome. I just want to check out Europe a little bit, maybe.
Cool.
Or who knows? But that's been a big focal point on my mind so far.
It must be good, Murph, to be about 3 weeks away from going to Italy and say, who knows? You know, I just want to check out so-and-so, and I'm going to go.
You're not that far removed from living that life.
Oh, my God.
You're not that far removed.
You just big-ball me right now, dog.
My bad. I'm just saying.
Really? A couple years ago. I might say,
you know what? I want to go to, like, Virginia Beach or something like that. I'll drive, too. I'm not even going to get a flight. You know, but.
Here you go.
Yeah. Marcel, it's great to have you back in here. Good to see you smiling
good
and happy.
To see you guys.
And really good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me, man. I just feel good to be seen, to be honest.
You're always seen. Marcel Darius Day next Tuesday at the ballpark.